First of all, the state is recovering. About 62,000 more North Carolinians held jobs in September than a year ago. But even with that improvement, unemployment is still close to 10%, while nationally it's under 8%. Alan Fryer is an analyst with the NC Budget and Tax Center.
We are still significantly lagging the rest of the United States.
And here's the biggest reason why.
Before the recession, North Carolina was over-concentrated in the very sectors that got hit the hardest during the recession.
Compared to the rest of the country, Fryer says North Carolina had a greater share of manufacturers and construction workers. Since December 2007, those two sectors alone have accounted for 2 out of every 3 jobs lost in the state. Construction got crushed because of the housing collapse, and a lot of the manufacturing jobs North Carolina specialized in, like textiles and furniture, have moved overseas.
And so a consequence has been that the manufacturing recovery within the state has been weaker than the manufacturing recovery in the nation as a whole.
Fryer says manufacturing employment in the state did grow in the last year. Problem is, it grew less than 0.5%. He also says state and local government job cuts have contributed to the slow recovery in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.